back in April by the Attorney General, says that all people are to be treated equal under the law, which is we will take all cases referred to us by Border Patrol where there's probable cause to prosecute them.
This afternoon, President Trump will be participating in a roundtable on protecting American jobs in Duluth, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Volvo opened a new plant in South Carolina today. Now, the plant will employ over 3,900 jobs and will make up to 150,000 cars per year. The U.S. CEO of Volvo talked about why a plant in America made sense.
I would say we have a strategy to build where we sell. We are growing in U.S. plus 41%. And then in this area, you have the suppliers, you have a great port. And that is important for us because we're going to export cars.
Earlier this week, the World Health Organization said that compulsively playing video games now qualifies as a new mental health condition. What are some things that parents should be looking for? Darby Fox is a child and adolescent therapist. She has some tips to know if your child may be playing video games too much.
It's a problem if it's interrupting your daily activity. What we would say, if it's an addiction, it's loss of control, or you crave it, you have to do it. And even if there's an adverse consequence, you can't stop yourself. You go ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz answered questions on Capitol Hill yesterday. I want you to hear a portion of this as this went viral, the exchange had yesterday between Horowitz and Congressman Trey Gowdy.
Now, one of the last times I spoke with Director Comey was in a committee hearing. We had a pointed exchange on what I thought was the FBI making decisions based in part on politics. And he, in his typically sanctimonious way, told me that he disagreed. He said the men and women of the FBI do not, quote, give a hoot about politics. Unfortunately, and I use that word intentionally, unfortunately, he was dead wrong. There were agents and attorneys at the FBI who gave a lot more than a hoot about politics. There's Andy McCabe, the former deputy director and acting director of the FBI, an agency which investigates and charges others for making false statements, himself accused of making false statements and showing a lack of candor. I think I recall, perhaps someone can correct me, but I think I recall some of my Democrat colleagues falling over themselves to offer a job to Andy McCabe when he was let go for making false statements and for a lack of candor. But those same colleagues apparently weren't hiring. They didn't have any openings when others, in a related investigation called Russia, were charged with the same offense.
There is more of that. If you are interested in checking out YouTube, you can find that. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey there, Hunterdon County.
Welcome, and here is your weather report for today. It is a lovely 82 degrees outside right now. It's beautiful summer weather. Hope you're outside to be able to enjoy it. If not, when you get out later this afternoon, it's still going to be 81. Slight winds out of the south tonight. It seems every week I say the same thing. Showers are likely with a possible thunderstorm after 2 a.m. Thursday, showers are likely, mainly before 7 a.m. What a surprise again. Continuing on Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 62. Friday, mostly cloudy, around 77. Friday night, chance of showers after 9 o'clock. Here's your weekend. Chance of showers on Saturday. Sorry. And then showers and thunderstorms are likely after 9 a.m. Okay, bring your umbrella, folks. Saturday night continues on with the same weather and into Sunday. You have a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Sunday night. Drops down to about 63 degrees. So the moral of the story right now is bring your umbrella for the weekends, okay? We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I'm going to open up my computer here. My name's Mark LaRose. I am the center manager and your host for today. You didn't have more things to do? You're cool. Okay, good. You can pull that down in front of you then. we're still getting set because we have We have actually something brand new here today, which I'm going to get into in a minute. It's going to be a fun show today. Very informative. So the Max Challenge, we are opening up July 16th at the wonderful Gray Rock Shopping Center on Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. If you have any questions, you give us a call, 908-627-7020. So many things are going on right now. So many things. Right now, the most important thing to know is our trial class is coming up this Saturday, June 23rd. Saturday, June 23rd, free trial class, 8:30 in the morning at the wonderful Clinton Fire Department on New Street in Clinton. Mm-hmm. And so you guys go to our Facebook page if you're not on it already, and you can register and save your spot then. That's not a problem. But our kickoff is going to be July 15th, Sunday morning, and we're going to be joined by the Max Challenge CEO and founder, Mr. Brian Klein. He's going to be coming down. And you can come in even if you just want to see what's going on with the kickoff. You just come in and visit with us. It's not a problem. We'll be happy to show you around, answer your questions. The founders and the force behind the Max Challenge of Clinton, Ron and Lauren Adelstein, are going to be there. In fact, by the way, at the center at 1802 Route 31 at the Gray Rock Plaza, Thursday and Friday, from 11:30 in the morning until 2:30, Lauren Adelstein, one of the owners, is going to be at the center and will do a meet and greet if you want to just stop down and shake her hand. She's an awesome person. So we're all going to be there at the kickoff. Ron and Lauren, Megan Smith, our lead instructor, and myself, we're all going to be there. So please don't forget to save your spot at the trial class first off, but come on down and join us there too. So who's watching us? We've got Elaine. Elaine is one of our original founding members. Hey, Elaine, awesome. How's it going? And who's Patricia Stone?
Woo-woo. That's my mama.
That's your mom. That's what I thought. Hey, Mom. And then we got Robbie Lynn watching. And hey, Ron. What's up? What up? What up? Clap it up. Clap it up. Okay. So before I go any further, let me tell you what we have going on here today. All right. Today I am joined by the owner, founder, and driving force behind Grounded for Life Cafe in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. Right off of Main Street on Lee Street in there is the Grounded for Life Cafe. It is an amazing, amazing cafe with wonderful food. And I am joined by full name?
Tara Stone Kramer.
That's yes. What I thought. Okay. I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure. Because that's how you are on Facebook, Tara.
Yes.
So she is our special guest today, and welcome. I appreciate you being here today.
So excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's really, really our pleasure. And the cool thing that's going on, and you're not going to want to go anywhere, all right? The cool thing that's going on, your camera's up there.
Cool.
Is if you look down here, you see all of these things here. Tara is going to make us a fresh Max compliant smoothie today. She's going to give us the recipe. She's going to create this Max compliant smoothie on air later on. I guess I'm going to be able to taste it.
So you will be.
I haven't had my lunch yet, which is really great.
Perfect.
So I'm saving up my calorie on that one. But before I even get into any of that, because it's going to be fun, 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 let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about your background. What brought you to Clinton?
Sure. Gosh, I feel like I've lived a million lives sometimes. But came out to New Jersey from Cape Cod. And I came to New Jersey from Cape Cod, the only thing that could bring me here, which was love.
Aww.
And my husband and I lived a little closer to New York. Mm-hmm. And about just over 5 years ago, moved out to Hunterdon County. Okay. I was selling a lot of real estate out here originally and would be driving out, focusing on horse properties, and just said, my God, I love it out here. And we would drive out every single weekend. And
hey, John.
Hey, John. And we just knew we wanted to be out here and especially raise our family out here.
Yeah.
And my husband did the commute for 5 years back to New York. Super grateful for that.
Nice.
And we just fell in love with Hunterdon County. And mm-hmm. it really is. No one believes this is New Jersey. So we came out here and started building our life, and I've done a few different things, mm-hmm. But focused, had an equestrian real estate brokerage mm-hmm. That was going fantastic, but I needed to expand, and ended up launching the Keller Williams in Clinton, New Jersey,
okay.
and really focusing on business coaching there.
Yeah.
And through business coaching, I realized I needed to start taking some of my own advice. And I'm the type of person, I'm always looking for what am I going to be doing next.
Sure.
And my son was a huge inspiration. My husband agreed to let me raise him plant-based.
Okay.
Until he could make his own decision. And okay. I think living a plant-based lifestyle, which I have had for over 21 years, you really kind of put a lot of things aside where you maybe would feel abnormal in some cases or not have a lot of options to choose from.
Gotcha.
But when your child is facing those same challenges, I said, hey, you know what? We need some great places that we can go and make it the norm to get healthy food and has some quick options. Maybe you don't want to go and sit down for a full meal.
Yeah.
And I had some go-to spots around Hunterdon County, and I love Basil Bandwagon. We buy a lot from them. All the basil to business are in our ingredients.
Sure.
But you can only eat off one menu so many times.
Yeah.
And I said, really, there's a need. And if I'm going to be focusing on my health and my family's health, what better way to do it than make it my business?
Fantastic.
Yeah, so with the support of my family, my husband, and my son, Grounder for Life was born.
And so they say that necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes.
And so that's where it comes from, and that's fantastic. I know before we went on air, you had an antique store once, too.
Yes.
And I was telling you that Susan and I, we like to go antique hunting mm-hmm. and things like that, too. Are you completely out of antiquing?
I don't think you ever completely get out of
it. Okay, all right, gotcha. It's still in your blood.
Absolutely. Your
blood. Okay, so today is going to be a little bit different in the way we do things today. Folks who are watching especially, what's going to happen is that during commercial breaks, Tara is going to do a little bit more prep. And then during a later commercial break, we're actually going to put together and make this smoothie. So there's going to be a lot of action on today. But we're also going to come back and get some really good information about not just your menu, but a bit about your personal journey too. So we are at a hard break right now. So we're going to do a couple of quick commercials, and then we will be right back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Call us today. You will not be disappointed. We will be right back. Do not move.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Max Living, brought to you by the most excellent Max Challenge, the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 1802 Route 31 at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. We have our first challenge coming up in 3 weeks, trial class this Saturday. Folks, if you haven't taken a Max class, this is your opportunity. Megan Smith, our most awesome lead instructor, is going to be teaching it at the Clinton Fire Department this Saturday morning. Register on our Facebook page or call us, 908-627-7020. We'll register you. We will personally register you. We would love to see you there. Try it. I guarantee it will be fun. It'll be fun. Right, Tara?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If you guarantee it.
If I guarantee it, my word is my bond. So anyway, we are back, and I am here with the most excellent Tara Stone Kramer, who is the owner of Grounded for Life Cafe in beautiful downtown Clinton, New Jersey. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So we were talking off air about your farm.
Yes.
Have a farm where you get some of your produce. But the most interesting thing was, and I didn't know this, and if Susan's listening, she's going to get a kick out of it, you have 22 chickens.
Mm-hmm.
You have 22 chickens.
Yes.
So you use some of those eggs?
We use all of their eggs.
We do, okay.
22 chickens and one rooster.
Okay.
Cluck Norris.
Cluck Norris.
And we actually, our egg consumption at the cafe has picked up so much, and I've made the commitment to not just buy any eggs from the grocery store.
Yeah.
So I'm having a talk with the girls about them laying a little bit more.
Laying more eggs?
Yes, yes. They live their lives out with us, whether they lay one egg a day or okay. They're not laying eggs anymore.
Okay.
They are definitely our pets. They're like little dogs. And if you ever hop on our Grounded for Life Cafe page, you'll see video of them running to us when we get home.
Yeah.
We free range them as much as possible. We grow organic marigolds on the
nice.
Farm, which our son, our six-year-old, loves to pick off and pull apart and feed to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's what helps get their yolk nice and yellowy orange.
You know, I've used some of your eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've noticed that there is a difference between the density in the shells
mm-hmm.
and the way the yolk is. That's
yes.
interesting that you said that.
Yes.
So are there tricks of the trade to get chickens to lay more eggs besides talking to them?
Keeping them happy.
You keep happier chickens lay more eggs?
I am not a chicken connoisseur.
Okay.
But I would definitely say that happier chickens lay more eggs.
A chicken expert.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Feeding them, great food. We don't do any medications. We don't feed them any soy. We use organic. They get a lot of our leftovers. We'll even, from the cafe, a lot of our ends of lettuces and things like that, whatever they can eat, we'll bring home for them. So we do give them chicken feed, but as much as possible, they're getting the organic food that we are consuming ourselves or serving to our customers.
Yeah.
And then also free ranging when possible. We live in a very predator dense area with hawks and foxes, so we have a certain responsibility to keep them safe.
Sure.
So we've created multiple areas for them to be in, whether it's covered, uncovered. They can be in and out, but we do free range them as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And we have a fully fenced property, and we have two large German shepherds that keep the other critters at bay. So and they're very good with the chickens, so they'll be out.
Yeah, I love the videos. If you and I encourage you, if you're watching or listening, go to Grounded for Life Cafe. To the Facebook page, the chicken videos. I remember when the first time you posted one, I was like, oh my God, look at this.
Yeah,
they're fun. They're hysterical. Mm-hmm. They're totally fun.
A little chicken TV.
I have so many things I could say right now, and I'm going to move it along because we have limited time, and I definitely want to taste this smoothie. So aside from the fact, before I want to talk to you about your personal fitness journey,
mm-hmm.
All right, before we even get to that, I just have to say this outright to everybody who's listening. When you are in downtown Clinton, you must stop in at Grounded for Life. Have a look at the menu, and when you walk right in, and I know Ron and Lauren are listening, so I'm going to say right here, when you walk right in, there is this glass container, and underneath this are these amazing muffins that they bake right there. I have not tasted one yet. I think I might gain a half a pound smelling, but typically every time when I do walk in, and they're there, I'll lift it up and have a smell of them, but... Yeah. Check out Grounded for Life. Check out the menu. The ingredients are wholesome, natural, and very, very tasty. Extraordinarily yummy stuff.
There's no refined sugar in those muffins.
Right.
It's just sweetened with fresh, organic, ripe banana and a little bit of organic maple syrup.
Yeah. Maybe at the end of my program, I'm going to treat my... I should have a treat meal in there one day. But let's jump over. Your personal fitness journey. We've talked about this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You did join our program.
Yes.
So Tara is a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton. But... What brought you to that? I mean, we talked beforehand, and anything you're willing to share for anybody who's listening.
Sure.
Because I think what you do is incredible. I mean, you are a mom and a wife and a business owner, mm-hmm. and you have this whole equestrian hobby, so to speak, on mm-hmm. the side too,
mm-hmm.
with rescues and so many things that are going on, and you need to take care of yourself. And I think we talked a little bit about mm-hmm. this before we came on air. Taking care of yourself, what brought you, what was your journey to this point where you actually joined the Max mm-hmm. Challenge? And what have you done in the past? And what do you do like right now to take care of Tara?
Yes. I mean, I think I've done a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's getting up there in years knows that your body reacts differently in your 30s and your 40s than it does in your 20s. And then, you know, after having children and things like that, a lot of things changed for me.
Okay.
I was always really active growing up, working with horses. I did a lot of rescue work. Mm-hmm. And the joke was the boys would arm wrestle me in the cafeteria because I was lifting big 50-pound bales of hay. And at like 10 and 12 years old was pretty strong. And I remember thinking, I'm never going to have to work out in my life. I was wrong.
Yeah.
So I really have done almost everything. I don't love just getting on a treadmill. I don't find that that's really what motivates me the best.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned over my 41 years is that I really need to have a level of accountability, a high level of accountability.
I see.
And that was one of the things I liked about the Max Challenge, the fact that there was accountability there and that there was a goal, a start date and an end date. Not that I'm going to end my fitness journey when the 10-week ends, but something to work towards. As a family, we do Taekwondo at a great place in Clinton. We love it. It's mm-hmm. so great to do it together as a family.
Okay.
My husband might say I'm a little bit competitive, so we kind of like working through stripes and belts, and it definitely gets us active, but not enough for me where I need to jumpstart some weight loss.
Okay.
And getting in better overall physical health.
Okay.
And I jokingly said, you know, I pay a gym membership to walk around with their advertising their logo on my keychain because I just don't go.
And that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
We've spoken about that too, and I've spoken about it here. People donating their money on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows your name,
right,
and things like that too. So what belt are you then?
Well, I'm supposed to be testing for my yellow belt, but I'm a white belt. I need two more stripes to move to my yellow belt.
All right. And what about John?
Well, they tested last night, both of them, and I did not join them because I was just getting over a little bit of a head cold.
Okay.
Excuses. But so now my son and my husband will now be past me, and they will make sure that they let me know that they outrank me.
So they both passed their
testing? Well, we'll find out today.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they tested last night. So stay tuned.
Yes.
It could be a special announcement for that. That's so funny. So it seems to me that fitness is very important. It's not just the health aspect of what you're eating,
mm-hmm,
but the exercise portion of this is important,
absolutely,
not just to you, but your entire family.
Yes.
Your son, who I had the opportunity and the blessing to meet on Saturday at the, mm-hmm, Retro Ride, handsome guy,
yes,
handsome little guy, has he always been active in this? Is this something recent?
It's something recent.
Yeah.
The food, the nutrition part of it is something that he's obviously been experiencing since,
sure,
a baby. The smoothie I'm going to make us later is something he's been drinking ever since he was off of breastfeeding, basically.
Okay.
The fitness part of it was not necessarily something that we were focused on until about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and really getting him involved in it. He was more of an artsy kid, and he liked singing and dancing.
Okay.
Although my husband wanted to tie down his right arm and make him throw lefty so that he could be a pitcher for the Yankees. I don't know if we're headed there.
I didn't even know they were looking.
No. He's building up to it. But actually, our son started realizing, oh, mommy, you didn't work out today, because I have a Peloton bike right next to the bed, so I have no excuse.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And where I was feeling selfish before, like it was time I should have been spending with him, or I could have been doing, or he needed my full attention,
yeah,
he actually would say, oh, mommy, I'm good. And he would hang out on the bed and watch TV or, yeah, the all dreaded iPad, but I would let him do it because he knew that mommy needed to work out and that mommy is better when she's working out and happier. And leave it to your, 4, 5, and 6-year-old to tell you what your body truly looks like in the most sweet and nurturing way.
That's not on my notes.
But there's some motivation there for sure. And then you realize you're really setting an example for how his health and journey is going to be for the rest of his life.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the advantage I have with Duncan and Zoe,
mm-hmm,
who are my cats, mm-hmm, our cats,
mm-hmm,
and because they don't judge.
No, they don't.
and even if they do, all they say is meow.
Yes.
So it's just a really good thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the first time I've mentioned our cats on air, actually, Duncan and Zoe. So meow.
Meow.
So what you said was interesting, because last week on the program here, I talked about self-care and how self-care is not a selfish thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you touched on it just now, and it's not even here, mm-hmm, anything here. You feel like you're a better person. You feel like you're a better mom, wife, business owner, everything,
yes,
when you exercise.
100%.
How does that tie in? Explain it to me.
I like to say you can only give from overflow. And
okay,
I think people that are naturally givers, and I'll say a woman or a mother because that's what I am.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll give our core, but when we're giving away pieces of ourself, we are not our best.
I see.
So if we can only give from overflow, we have to make sure that we're creating overflow.
Okay.
So how do we get our cup to runneth over, in other words? So how are we feeding back to ourselves, our souls? What are things that we're doing to bring us happiness back?
Gotcha.
Are we physically... Everyone knows when you're not physically healthy and you're eating a really poor diet, you're tired, you get frustrated easier, you have less patience for things. And that translates across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You can only fake it for so long. And most of us fake it while we're at work, and then we come home, and then, of course, our families get the brunt of it. So things like putting good food into our body, working out, making it a routine, showing our loved ones how that can be successful and how we can do it together versus just hanging out on the couch and everyone's on their iPad and their telephone and the TV's on, kind of breaking that cycle and getting out.
It's almost like I planned it. It's a perfect accent mark or an exclamation point to last week's show. I talked so much about people who, and one of the things was, is you can't give from an empty cup, and what you had just said. And I think a lot of moms, especially moms, dads too, but especially moms, because the statistic I gave last week was that something like 80% of all caregivers, not just moms, but in the medical field too, are female. They're women. And so you get to that point where you feel burned out. And it's something that, and I can't stress it enough, if you're feeling burned out, like you're giving too much, you have to make that time for you. And what is it that they say about food and depression and exercise and depression? Food is the most abused drug when one is feeling down, and exercise is the most overlooked antidepressant. And it's one of those things that just ties in there and taking care of yourself, folks. And you know, when you're talking about eating nutritious food, that's one of the great things I personally think, and you might agree, I think about the Max Challenge nutritional program, is it's very clean eating. We're not selling pills. We're just showing you how to shop, how to eat, things like
and
that,
and keeping
too.
It simple.
So one of the things with this show is time flies around. I'm watching a clock here because we want to make this. But how do you come up with the ideas for your recipes? Like, I walk in, it always smells amazing. You have the sandwich board outside that has your latest, you know, burger
creation
and things like on there. How do you come up with these recipes?
Gosh, a lot of it's just life experience and trying a lot of things that, you know, oh my God, I'm never going to make this again, or like this, this is a winner. So kind of building the repertoire. My mom is really great for watching different YouTube channels and different health people and trying things out, and she'll make it for me. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then I have bloggers that I love, Kimberly Snyder, Minimalist Baker. People, there's so much amazing information out there that, and I have a couple good apps that are either, you know, whole food, plant-based centered, where I can go on and say, okay, I've got jackfruit. What could I do with this? And seeing what recipes are out there, what looks good to me, I'll make it normally at home. I'll test it on the six-year-old and on the hubby. And if it passes that test, I know it's going to be good for the cafe.
The family's the
guinea
pigs.
And then I'll tweak it a little bit.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I'll lessen spice on things. I really love cutting sugar and sodium out. So I'll look at recipes that might, like for instance, our coleslaw recipe calls for 3 tablespoons of sugar. We use 2 teaspoons. So a lot of ways to really just even make clean eating even cleaner. Our soups, we don't, you know, we don't typically add salt. If we do, it's very little. I'd rather have the customers be able to add their own.
And so I wrote this down, and I think I know the answer already, but what's your personal favorite recipe at Grounded for Life Cafe?
I can't even answer that because I go through cycles of my favorites. Like, I get obsessed with the BLT, and then I get tired of it
Explain
for a little bit.
Explain BLT.
So our version of bacon, which is a smoked tempeh, which is a fermented soy, and I almost refuse to tell people it's fermented soy because they're like, ew, fermented
it's
soy.
It's amazing, though.
Yeah, it's
really amazing
fantastic.
Tasting.
We use a whole half of an organic avocado in all of our sandwiches that have avocado. We do romaine chopped up, and then Aroma organic tomato. Of course, everything's organic. The best way that I like that BLT is in a wrap with a little bit of veganese, and then it's warmed on the grill both sides.
That's the way I had it with that. Actually, I don't like raw tomato, so I don't get the tomato on it. But
Somebody's hammering.
Somebody's hammering somewhere, if you can hear that. Let's see. We got about 10 minutes until our next commercial break. So let's talk about trying to get this. How much time do you need to do this?
Not long.
Okay.
That's what I like about this.
Okay. So why don't you start getting everything ready in there? And I can start to, you know, kind of, you can keep the headphones on if you want. You can take them off. You can talk. People are going to be able to see you. But talk to me about what, now this is called what?
So it's called a lot of different things, but at the cafe we call it the Get Glowing.
Glowing smoothie. Okay.
So this is a recipe from Kimberly Snyder, who I just love and have followed and adore. what I like about this smoothie is that you can make replacements on it. However, and Kimberly will say it too, we really don't recommend switching it up too much other than replacing dark leafy greens with other dark leafy greens, things like that. This smoothie is meant to start your morning off. Your body is already in a natural detox from your sleep. For most of us, that's the longest time we go without eating. So that's kind of our longest fast. And if you wake up and then the first thing you grab is a cup of coffee and a bagel and cream cheese, you're kind of shocking your system into trying to digest, so you're going to feel tired. The goal with this is to either start your morning with a little bit of warm water, lemon juice. I do a little bit of cayenne pepper and apple cider vinegar, and then I'll move to this. We're looking at about 20 grams of fiber, iron, minerals, and really you're going to be starting with what you're seeing here. I could almost put this in one blender and create a couple of servings.
What exactly do we have
here? We're going to do this is a red leafy lettuce from my garden that I just picked. But at the cafe, we do romaine. And then I've got baby spinach and baby kale. Then we've got two stalks of celery. Organic. If you can get them with the greens on, I love that as well. And I'll throw them in too.
A lot of people cut those off.
No reason to. Wash them. Sometimes celery can have a little bit of a bitter taste, but I've never found it an issue. When we're going to do a whole half of a lemon for two servings. And I just cut off the rind and I'll even leave on some of the pith, which is the white. There's a lot of vitamin and minerals in that.
Oh, look at that.
And even the seeds can go right in. Now, a little disclosure, I have a Vitamix. We use these at the cafe. I highly recommend them. The NutriBullets, the Ninjas, they do a pretty good job as well. So high-speed blender.
These are like the Rolls Royces of juicers.
I mean, and you can get the base level of it. I actually was able to get another new one at Costco for $279, which was a great price. But you're going to be spending somewhere in the $300-plus range. But you're going to have it forever. And, I mean, you can make everything. We make our soups in this smoothies. It's a great investment. If you don't have it, don't fret, because you're just going to want to cut things up a lot more and blend in smaller batches. The awesome thing about this smoothie is that you can make a big pitcher full and have it for the next 2 or 3 days.
Whereas that's a good question, because some people have asked me in the past and I didn't know the answer. You make something like this, the nutritional value, does it dissipate with oxygenation?
So that's such a great question. And there's a big difference between smoothies and juices. Juices you want to consume really within the first 20 to 30 minutes of them being made. With smoothies, you because you're not dealing with the same oxygenation. What he said. Then a juice, you can actually, as long as you have an airtight container, and I like to use glass.
I messed it up. It's oxidation.
Thank you.
We're both wrong.
Yes.
Okay. I thought I was so smart.
You are smart. You can put this in the refrigerator in an airtight container and even have it as like a second breakfast. Or you can make it if you're busy. Mom, non-mom, whatever, throw this in the refrigerator and have it for the next 2 days. So you can make a big batch of it, and then there's your morning start. I would not recommend doing that with juices, but with the smoothies, you're fine on that. If anything, you might want to quickly reblend it. It separates. So you can either give it a good shake or you can do a quick reblend. If you're just starting to get into smoothies and really specifically green smoothies, you may want to add a couple ice cubes or throw in a little bit more frozen banana. You want to watch how much natural fruit sugars you're putting in as well. But I'll do just regular, even room temperature water. And I like to do frozen banana, but I don't put ice cubes in. I just find it's easier for your body to digest.
Now, if somebody doesn't have a Vitamix and doesn't have the time to do this, this is something we can buy at the cafe?
At the cafe. And that's why we did it at the cafe, because even though I know exactly what I need to be doing, my mornings were crazy and busy, and I was not making this a priority. So we wanted to make sure we offered it at the cafe, and you can even pick up two, and then you have one for the next day. Come in, the amazing staff will make it up for you, and you can be in and be out and on your way.
Okay, perfect segue.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I love everybody that works down at Grounded for Life. They're friendly, professional, always, always very nice. Let's give some shout-outs. I know you wanted to do that. Let's do it now.
I can't be anywhere and be talking about Grounded for Life and not just singing my gratitude to the staff. they make it possible that I can be here right now. So when we first opened, everyone saw me all the time there all day long.
Sure.
But our staff is really passionate about our mission. They are all my right-hand people. And, you know, we've got just an amazing group of men and women. I'm very proud to say we're sending off two high school seniors for their first year of college, knowing how to cook for themselves.
Awesome.
And we're just a great little team and family, and we're growing, and we're still looking for more team members.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Facebook. So do you want to name names?
Yeah.
Let's name names.
Well, I mean, Lauren started everything with me. So that was where I had to take some of my own business advice and hire someone. Because at first I'm like, oh, I can do it all myself. And Lauren Lobdell came into my life, and I said, I have to bring her on. So really, we didn't have any true rhyme or reason, and Lauren jumped right in and started it with me. And so big shout out to Lauren. And then, of course, Morgan, who everyone knows because Morgan remembers everybody's name.
Yes.
She's like really
very good
with that. Yes.
Very good at that.
She's been working with my family for the past few years, helping us with our son. So when she knew the cafe was coming to fruition, she wanted the opportunity. And without a real big background, she jumped right in, and she is just one of our strongest team members. And it's like having me there.
Nice.
She's just amazing. And then we've got Janelle, who you recognize her because she's always got the blue hair. She actually travels.
I hadn't noticed.
No. Yeah. She actually travels a very long distance to come and work with us. And she's really picked up into a shift, what we call the shift lead, very quickly. And just a great personality. Mm-hmm. And everyone is so eager to learn and do more and bring ideas to the table. And then we've got a whole other crew of staff that would take me too long to recognize everybody. But everyone is just phenomenal.
That's
and
awesome.
Then, of course, my mom comes in and pops in whenever she can.
Okay, we have about 2.5 minutes until break.
Yep.
If you want to, you can start to put things together because we'll blend it during the commercials.
Yep, absolutely.
So nobody, this way nobody hears the blender.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I will say, keep going. No, don't mind me. Is if you're watching us on Facebook right now and you have a question for Tara or myself, you can comment on Facebook. If you're watching right now, you can hit the like button or some hearts. Let us know you're out there. Say hi. But if you have a question in particular for Tara about Grounded for Life, about what she's making, any types of questions right now, just put it into the comment field because we're going to be able to address that before we sign off the air today. If you have any questions about the Max Challenge of Clinton, you can do that too. Okay. See, now people are hitting buttons. I like that because then I know you're out there and you're watching us, and that's fantastic. So,
And I don't know if they can see. I mean, you would. There's a lot of greens going into this.
I can see it on the camera here.
And you want to be about 70% greens to 30% high fiber fruits.
Okay.
You would be hard pressed to eat all of this roughage in one sitting.
Yeah.
And not all of us are set up to have that much roughage in our first thing. So what the great thing about the smoothie is it basically breaks down the cell walls, makes those nutrients more available.
Okay.
It's like pre-digesting.
I gotcha.
Right?
All right.
So I'm just packing everything in. If I was home or if I was at the cafe, I would be blending these greens first and then adding my fruit in after. But just for the sake of it and the beauty of the Vitamix, it will, with a little help from the handy-dandy tamper, break all of this down. So I've got my leafy greens in. I've got baby kale, baby spinach in there.
Okay.
I've got a whole half of a lemon with the rind taken off.
Okay.
I have one apple. And then this was frozen banana. It's a little unfrozen. You can use frozen. You can use fresh.
I like the frozen and defrosting it because it sweetens up so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
When I haven't made it in a long time, but when I would make banana bread, that's the way
yeah.
I would do that. Somebody taught me that years ago.
And the frozen adds just a little bit, makes it a little smoother, I think.
Okay.
And it adds a nice little chill to it.
There you go.
And again, like I said, the lemon juice actually will help cut the taste of the greens down quite a bit.
Okay.
And then you're going to add your water in, and it just depends on how thick that you would like it.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is we'll post a recipe online on the Facebook page.
I was just going to say that. We're going to cut to commercial now. So after the program, you can go to Grounded for Life Cafe. We'll post the recipe up there.
Yeah.
Listen, don't move. We're going to turn off here so that this can be blended. We'll be right back. Don't move.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. We are coming in just a couple of weeks. 908-627-7020 is our number, and we are having a free trial class this Saturday morning at the Clinton Fire Department. Go to our Facebook page and register. So, okay, so as you saw during commercial, Tara blended this up, and I'm going to tell you right now, the interesting thing is when you see things that are green, I was just saying this, you wonder what it's going to smell like. It smells amazing in here right now. It smells really great. It's something else. And I haven't tasted it yet because I wanted to taste it live on air. So, hey, Mickey. Good to see you. Nice to see you, Mickey. All right, here we go.
Hey, Mickey.
So what did you just say to me before I drink this? You said we have to chew our smoothie?
Yeah. So you want to chew your smoothies. I think you have to give it the remembrance that this is actually still a whole food.
Okay.
So by chewing, your saliva actually will start to create those natural digestive enzymes. It's going to help your body digest this.
Okay.
So it's different than a juice. A smoothie really is a whole food, and you want to kind of chew it. Also, I don't like to overblend it, and especially with the high-speed blenders, you can start to heat up kind of quickly.
I see.
So you don't want to just throw it on and then walk away.
Because the heat will break down some of the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Lauren just tuned in. Hello, Lauren. Okay,
hello,
I'm
going to
try this on air for the first time. This is the Get Glowing smoothie from Grounded for Life.
It's a good health.
Oh, my God, that's so good. And max compliant.
Yes.
This is amazing.
And you could sweeten it up a little bit with a little bit more banana. Mm. Pear is also great in it. You can do strawberry. So, and again, any high fiber fruit.
Yeah.
My mom loves to put a little pineapple in. It does add on the sugars, but you know, you really make it your own.
Yeah.
And you can use cucumber instead of the celery. You can use baby kale or just the baby spinach. Anything, people use chard. Get creative. Go to the farmer's market. We are so lucky. We have so much amazing produce available to us.
Hunterdon County?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good place.
One note I do want to make is that really you don't want to make this with anything but water. your almond milks, I love all of those things, but those are going to be more for your protein smoothies.
Okay.
Just let this be the first thing that your body is going to be digesting, and you don't need all of the additional fats.
I wouldn't have thought to use almond milk or coconut milk with this water.
Mm-hmm.
This tastes amazing.
Yeah.
This is really, really good, guys and gals. I'm not kidding.
That's a whole half a lemon, and you saw the amount of greens. I mean, that would have taken you an hour to eat if you were eating it as a salad.
Yeah.
And none of us chew our food as much as we're supposed to.
So how many cups of green leafy vegetable do you think that was just now?
It was probably about five.
Five cups to make this whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know because we do a complete nutritional program with Max Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a recommended amount of vegetables that we should be eating on a daily basis. So this is a really good start to it.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you can drink this any time of the day. It doesn't have to be in the morning, I'm assuming.
Right.
But you're saying that this is a really good way to kickstart your metabolism?
It is. Mm. And again, when you're going through a natural fasting state and you're waking up, your body is naturally detoxing. Everyone's talking about doing detox. Your body is really smart and it knows what it should be doing.
Yes.
So if we can aid it by, again, putting good things in first thing in the morning before we reach for the coffee, doing that little bit of warm lemon water or the version that I do, and then having this. This doesn't mean it's going to be your only breakfast, but you might do this and then go do your workout and then come back and do some avocado toast or a second. Maybe you made up the big batch and you might have that as your second breakfast.
Sure.
And then you can move on to your lunch and your dinner. But this is just a great way. It's going to give you beautiful glowing skin, and men and women both love beautiful glowing skin. It's great for your liver, for detoxification. My little trick is I love to add cilantro. Now,
oh wow, I love people,
cilantro. And that's what happens. Either someone says, I love cilantro, or they literally melt into the floor because they hate cilantro.
Absolutely, there is no in between.
But
no
cilantro, in-between. And even parsley, but more so cilantro, is so great. It basically will go in and escort heavy metals out of your body.
Say that one more time.
Cilantro chelates with heavy metals.
Okay.
And helps your body flush them out. So when everything we're exposed to with pollutants, if you're consuming fish, we all know that there's mercury and things like that in them. But in our basic daily environment, we have a lot of heavy metal exposure.
Yeah. And we're not talking Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden.
No, as much as my husband loves them.
All right, just checking. Just a shout out there.
But adding some cilantro, some parsley, getting a little creative is a great way to pump this smoothie up. And getting some cilantro and helping move those heavy metals out is great.
Didn't know that. I'm learning things here. I love
it.
I absolutely love it. We have about 5 minutes left before we start talking about just where you guys are and give that. Ron, I told her about the Firesider. I'm just letting you know, okay?
It's
addictive. Made a quick note here.
Yeah.
Love that stuff. And Firesider, you can buy a shot of it at Grounded for Life,
yes.
Or you also have the bottles there.
Yes.
And not that it's even on my notes, but Susan and I have been using Firesider since December.
Yeah.
We didn't get sick through the winter. And just tell us what Firesider is real fast. I'm just throwing it on the fly right now.
Firesider is basically apple cider vinegar on steroids.
Yeah.
It's got turmeric, horseradish, honey, or we also have an unsweetened version, but we have the one we have is African bronze honey, and also the unsweetened.
There's habanero?
Garlic, yes.
A little bit of habanero in it?
Garlic, onion, habanero. It sounds like it named Fire Cider. Mm-hmm. Everyone does a face, and I actually would love to do a wall at the cafe of like everyone's Fire Cider face.
What a great idea.
Yeah, so I think we may do that. But once it goes down, everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's really good. So it's really spicy, but it's got a ton of benefits. Turmeric, I mean, anti-inflammatory.
Alkalizing your body.
Absolutely.
It alkalizes your body, and if you don't know it, when your body is alkalized, you're less prone to inflammation, less prone to illness.
And every disease basically stems from inflammation.
And it helps promote a good gut bacteria because 70 to 75% of our immune system is located
in
your gut.
Yes.
Most people don't know that.
Yeah. It's becoming out a lot more about gut health and prebiotics and probiotics. And there's a lot of information out there. And if you can really have a heavy focus on a whole food plant-based diet, doesn't have to be all of your consumption, but you're going to be getting a lot of those things very naturally.
Naturally.
Yeah.
All right. Address, phone number, website. Tell us how we find out more about Grounded for Life.
All right. So www.groundedforlifecafe.com. That has our menu, has our mission, has some of the people that we're partnered with. I would say our Facebook page is the most active, and our Instagram page. So a lot of our customers will go on there to see what soups we're having, what specials we're doing for the week. We update that the most, our Facebook page.
Okay.
And then come to beautiful downtown Clinton. We're on Lee Street, but we're a little bit tricky because we're the rear building. And the best way I can say is come over that great little one-way bridge, make your first left, come around the bend, and pull into that parking lot. And we're at, right at the top of that Alley's Way, which takes you back to Main Street Clinton.
And if you know the Remax Realtors office, that's right. You're right behind the Remax Realtors office.
Yes.
So a quick shout out to Chris if he's listening, I hope.
Hey, Chris.
So you can just turn right down Alley's Way, which is right there.
Yes.
And then you're right
walking
down there too.
Walking. Not with your car.
Not with your car. Don't go down. No.
And we have some outside seating. We are actually really excited to announce that we are now open 7 days a week. We used to be closed Mondays.
Yeah.
And this past Monday was our first Monday open, and we had a great day. So we really just want to be an important part of the community and be there to support our customers. Mm-hmm. And so they are like, when are you opening Mondays? Or we keep walking up and realizing you're closed. So we are now open Mondays, a little shorter of a day. We do close at 2:30. And now Fridays, Clinton is doing music in the
come
evening.
Together.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's great to come down for that. And we're staying open until 7:30.
That's awesome.
On Friday evenings while the music is going on.
That's awesome. One thing I did promise the people today, Clinton is going to be holding their sidewalk sale July 20th and 21st. July 20th and 21st, so heads up there. So, all right, got just about a minute. I'm going to make a few quick announcements, let you start putting things together. Tara, thank you.
Thank
you for coming. Thank you for educating me, educating us, and sharing this amazing smoothie. This is the Get Glowing smoothie, and you can get it at the Grounded for Life Cafe in Clinton.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. So this has been Max Living, brought to you by The Max Challenge of Clinton. Listen, our phone number is 908-627-7020. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our website. Trial class this Saturday morning at the Clinton Fire Department. Register for that, please. Our grand opening is July 16th. Kickoff July 15th with Brian Klein. Tomorrow and Friday, you can meet Lauren Adelstein, who is one of the driving forces here, one of the owners, from 11:30 to 2:30 at the center at Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. Okay? Come on down. Call us if you have any questions. And you have to understand that we, Ron, Lauren, Megan, myself, our newest person who's come on here, Jillian. Hello, Jillian. We are here to change lives in Clinton and the surrounding area. And you will not want to miss out and be a part of this, okay? Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, 1 o'clock. Take it to the max.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he will soon be signing an executive order aimed at ending the controversial separation of immigrant children from their parents at the southern border. He makes the announcement during a White House meeting with cabinet members and lawmakers earlier today.
We all very much have the same views. We want to keep family together. At the same time, we have to be strong on the border. Otherwise, you'll have millions of people coming up, not thousands like we have now. You'll have millions of people flowing up and just overtaking the country. We're not letting that happen. So we have to be very strong on the border, but at the same time, we want to be very compassionate.
At the same time, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says the House will vote on a longer-term fix tomorrow. He says immigrant kids must not be separated from their parents, but he says immigration laws must continue to be enforced. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
A new study is out regarding the job approval of President Trump. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gallup reports President Donald Trump's job approval rating in a survey among over 1,500 adults stands at 45%, tying his personal high. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup.
That 45% rating for Trump for the week ending Sunday ties the highest of his entire administration on a weekly basis. He also had 45% just after he was inaugurated, but this is the first time he's back to that level in about the year and a half since he's been in office.
President Trump introduced more tariffs on China yesterday. Peter Navarro is director of trade and